Once Upon a Time. Cinderella with Tim Brooke Taylor and Graham Garden as the Ugly Sisters, Nicholas Parsons as Prince Charming, Libby Furvis as the Fairy Godmother, Rory Bremner as Most of Radio 4, Nick Maloney as Beamish, Nick Wilton as Buttons, and Helen Atkinson Wood as Cinderella. Once Upon a Time.
All kinds of everything reminds me of you. Wasn't Donna great? I wonder what ever happened to her. Oh, boys and girls, I used to dream about winning the Eurovision Song Contest. But then I can't sing. That shouldn't stop me, I suppose. I'll never go from rags to riches, though. I'll always be in rags. Oh. What's that noise? Oh, it's you lot. It sounded like a load of sheep. Still, I'm glad you dropped in. I haven't introduced myself. I'm Ella. But since I work down here in the Cinders, they call me Cinderella. Lucky I don't work in a pie shop. Then they'd call me Pie Shop Ella. Or a salad shop. I've got piles. And piles of work to do for my stepsisters. I've got to do the ironing, wash the dishes, make their beds, clear away their bottles, and all before breakfast. Still, first things first, I've got to spot well the coal scuttle. Oh, no. I've run out of oxy acetylene.
Watch your Cinders.
Watch your Buttons.
Watch your Boys and Girls. Oh, tar very much. Didn't know they were undone.
You seem very happy, Buttons.
Oh, Cinders, I am. I'm as happy as the day is long.
That doesn't make any sense. 24 hours happy.
I don't care. That's how happy I am. Because I'm in love.
How lovely.
It is. It is. Have you ever been in love, Cinders?
No, I never meet any nice boys.
You could be in love with me.
Oh, don't be silly, Button. You're in love already.
Yes, but it's Cinders I'm in love with. But I can't tell her. You see, I'm too shy. Runs in the family. My parents were so shy, they slept in separate countries.
I wish I could fall in love with you, Buttons. Because you're so nice. You all right?
Fine.
Oh, Buttons, you're so sweet. Hey, are you going to the market today?
Yes.
You couldn't fetch me some oxyacetylene as a big favour?
Of course.
You're a brick. Bye.
Bye, Cinders. Bye, boys and girls. What, you want me to buy some Buttons? Oh, all right.
Lots of love.
Wake it up, Flora.
It's your clock,
but it's on your side of the bed.
I don't know how the damn thing works.
Well, just shove it under the pillow.
No!
No? Under the pillow.
No! Think for yourself in that big, high-pitched, squeaky voice.
I will.
Cinders and all.
Cinders! Cinderella! Where is that girl? I want to peek at my morning mail.
You do that, dear, and you go deaf.
About 4:15. What?
What are all those people doing in our bedroom?
Oh, didn't I tell you? It's that lot from the BBC.
But I look dreadful. Yes. I haven't got... What do you mean, yes, I look...
quite nice. I look fairly dreadful. I haven't got my makeup on.
Well, it's polyfiller you need.
Oh, but it's radio, dear, not telly. They can't see you. This ugly-looking lot here is the Paris studio audience.
The Paris studio audience? Isn't that the dive that Frank Muir goes into? Where do they all come from?
I'm sorry, I haven't a clue to.
Sinbad!
Here.
Oh, well, why weren't you here earlier? I called you half an hour ago.
I didn't hear.
No lunch.
But it's Wednesday and I was looking forward to having my gruel. Don't
bleach, you pathetic lot. One of you'll feel the rough edge of my tongue.
Every one of you.
He looks as if he might quite enjoy it. What were you expecting? Some sort of witty panel game, I suppose. No supper for you.
But I'm not having any lunch.
And if I don't have any supper,
no,
then I'll simply
supper
starve.
For you, not either. Go away. Go on. Go to the palace or something.
I didn't do it, Prince Charming. Honest, I didn't.
Pardon?
I say I'm innocent, Your Highness. I didn't do it.
Pardon?
I didn't do it.
Shut your cackle. You've already had two royal pardons. How many more do you want?
Right, Your Highness, that's enough.
Oh, jolly good, Beamish. I'll toddle off to practice my snooker. I'll be in the billiard room if anyone needs me.
One.
For the benefit of those of you listening in black and white, the blue ball is just behind the green on the left of a mono speaker.
Good shot, sir.
Beamish, I'm bored with snooker.
Well, you've got to practice, sir. It's the World Amateur Snooker Cigarette Advert Classic next week.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's something to look forward to, isn't it? Who am I playing in the first round?
The favourite.
The favourite? Who's the favourite?
One on the Lenny, sir.
Oh, it's hopeless, Beamish. They just let me win. Well, it's all very well. I mean, being pure and celibate and a bachelor. I'm 42 now. Well, I'm acting 42 now.
And not very well, if I may say so. Might I suggest, in my humble capacity, that you throw a huge party, sir.
What kind of party?
And that you invite all the eligible, all the edible, all the likely ladies in the land, yes, and choose one, sir.
Oh, I say, what an absolutely bofferoo idea.
Thank you, sir.
It also gets the story moving along a bit.
Yes, I thought that too.
You know, sort of...
I'll go and make the strawberry cream, sir.
No, I'm going to make the jellies and creams. Oh, you did promise me, Beamish, that I could make the jellies and creams.
A big bowl of cold water. Please hurry.
Why?
Don't know, just put it on the floor. Oh, that's better. I've just come a hot foot from the palace with a message.
Well, messenger, what is it?
Something like a dog's name.
Okay.
Is the West Indian fast bowler. With the Imperial Viennese. Just to repeat everything I say.
No, we don't have to repeat everything you say.
Well, don't then. You had magnificent ones.
You had magnificent ones.
And arise, Sir Francis.
Oh, how exciting.
Is it?
It's the way you did it, dear. It's like being on Round Britain Quiz.
Oh, yes.
All right. So the message is,
yes,
Pop Joel Garner, you fried your bacon.
Doesn't mean an awful lot to me. Doesn't mean a lot to me.
No, I'm going to turn it over to the other side. Cinderella.
The dog's name is Prince.
Clever clogs.
Fast bowler Holding. The Viennese had magnificent balls. And the rise to Francis I dub the one. That's tonight. The Prince is holding a ball tonight.
Is he? Oh, well, I better go. See you there. Oh, by the way, it's all in aid of his wife.
He hasn't got one.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to marry someone he meets at the ball. Everyone's invited.
Cinders, iron me bath. Room me bath. I mean, close. I mean, not close enough, though, is it?
No.
Cinders, iron me bath. Room me dress. I mean, all. Cinders, come along. We've got a ball to go to.
Do you mean I'm invited as well?
Don't be so stupid. Here we go. When the prince says everyone, he means a someone. And you're a no one. Nothing is story made. Now, shut up. Now, Cinders, put out my aquamarine strapless with the sequins and the slit up the side.
Too conservative. I want to be noticed. I shall wear my aquamarine slit with the dress up the side.
Ooh, softbox. That shall race you to the bath. Let's go.
I can't bear them anyway. Champagne? Ugh. Meeting men in white suits with American Express gold cards? Mine, Prince Charming and living happily ever after. Ha! I say balls. 9 danker. I'd much rather stay in and do a bit of darning.
Hiya, Cinders! Hiya, boys and girls.
Hiya!
Oh, thanks very much. Didn't realise they got that low. Oh, Cinders.
isn't it great news about the ball tonight? I'm going to be announcing the guests. And then we can dance the night away, and it's going to be such fun. And
I'm not going.
Oh, I hate them. I absolutely hate them, balls. Oh, I wish I wasn't going. You're so lucky. You can stay in all evening by yourself. Darning. Oh, Cinders, how jolly unfair. That's absolutely beastly rotten.
No, it isn't.
Are you all right?
Yes. It's just a mild allergy to house dust.
Oh, cheer up, Cinders. I'll tell you what. I'll save you a slice of cake and a beaker of orange drink.
Oh, Buttons, you're so sweet.
Cinders, she kissed me. This is it. Take her in my arms. Run away with her. And never worry about those horrid, ugly sisters ever again.
What is it, Buttons?
Bye! I've done it again!
Can't sit about here feeling sorry for myself. Time for supper. Boil in the bag, cod in parsley sauce. Served one. Instructions. One, boil in the bag. Two, eat. Three, take off the plastic bag first. Four, taste the same, but it's less chewy.
That's enough instructions.
Who said that?
I did. Over here. Oh, haven't I materialized yet? That's better. Help me down off the sideboard and fetch me a gin. Nice drop of Fairy's favorite liquid. So, what did you want to say to me? No naughty, naughty fairy godmother. I've got something to say to you. Now, it's about this party tonight.
Never mind, I'm not going.
Oh, but Cinderella, you shall go to the ball. That's my favourite line. It takes up the humiliation of having to read all these other ones. Shall we all? I told them I couldn't act. At the beginning. Oh, shall we all do it? Oh, but Cinderella, you shall go to the ball.
But I've nothing to wear. I'm all dirty.
That's what I'm here for. Fetch me another gin. And then four carrots, a pumpkin, and six white mice.
I've got another cod and parsley sauce if you like some.
No, it is not to eat. No, no. Oh, this amnesia. It's a dreadful thing.
When did it start?
When did what start? The amnesia. It's an old war wand. Now, the carrots. We make the carrots into big carrots. Exciting, isn't it? We make the big carrots into aubergine. It's better than midweek, anyway. Oh, hang on. We make them into footmen. That's better. Footmen. The white mice we make into cabinet
ministers.
No, into horses. That's a bit more useful. And the pumpkin, we make it into a telephone and we ring for a cab to go to the ball. We make it. What do we make the pumpkin into, boys and girls? A coach. That's it. Beautiful green line coach. No, it's...
Knock it to win, knock it to win. In his face, through ball, lad. Go for it, lad. Man on. One, two.
A football coach. How awful. Try once more. There we are. All set.
I can't go dressed like this.
Quite right, Cinders. Off with those rags. Okay, I'm sorry. Is that a mole or a birthmark? Don't be shy, dear. Nobody's looking at you. Put your hand over the microphone a minute there while I just get my... That's better. I can still see the mole, though. What are you lot gawking at? I'm sure there's room on the fairy coach for all of you, too.
Where to, miss?
The palace.
Where's that, then?
Mornington Crescent.
God, lawks have mercy. Lawks have mercy. How do we get there, then? Let's ask Dobbin.
That'd be, Wapping. Sudbury Hill.
Sudbury Hill, Gambit. Well, Honest Grove.
Edinburgh Waverley. What did you do that for?
Listen, horse brain, people who live outside London aren't supposed to understand the game. Whoa! Here we are, miss.
Good. That was enough station.
Oof, that was a squash. I'm back. Important plot point, Cinderella. You must leave the ball before midnight.
Why?
Because... I can't remember why. Just take my word for it. Leave the ball before midnight. Now, beam me up, Spotty.
Wow! That was intriguingly mysterious, wasn't it, boys and girls? Look, why don't you all go in? I'll join you in a minute. I've just got to powder my nose.
Arrivals at the ball to find Prince Charming a bride. Miss Flora Margarine and Miss Crona Margarine.
Louis!
Ooh, Prince Charming!
Ooh. I say, Crona, there are very few people here.
300 members of the Paris studio audience.
No, that's a bit more like it.
The London Symphony Orchestra.
That's very much better. Where's my lovely little Prince Charming?
Oh, he isn't here yet.
Caroline, great party last night, and her father, Mr. Great Party last night.
This is it, Beamish. I hope there's someone here that I can marry.
Don't be, sir. All the ladies in the land have been invited.
Oh, here goes, then.
His Royal Highness, Prince Charming. Mr. and Mrs. Marry Me and their daughter, Joanna Marry Me. Mr. and Mrs. Way Out and their daughter, Sonia, work it out for yourself.
Thank you. Right. Right, I've taken enough Dutch courage on board. Brandy on wine makes you feel fine. Wine on brandy makes you feel... Oh, where's that Prince Charming?
You're too late, Crooner. I've got him. Now, Your Highness, if I can call you that, how shall we dance?
Slow, quick, slow.
Ooh, so nice being handled by a well-bred man. Ooh, I can't wait to get you on the floor.
Oh!
Mr. and Mrs. doing that, and their wayward daughter, Jemima, doing that.
Oh! Flora thinks she can dance with a prince, does she? I'll show her. Flora! Please forgive my sister, Your Highness. She enjoys tripping the light fantastic. Now, about our wedding, my diary's absolutely chocker, but I can't fit you in on the 25th.
Well, I,
Let's see how my sister looks with a custard pie.
A custard pie?
Oh, nice.
Oh, no. Ladies!
Stay out of this, Sonny. It's between me and her.
Speaking of custard pies...
Yes?
Isn't that Dennis Norton over there? Dennis, please tell one of your funny stories.
And that's why you can't have your kayak and eat it.
Sorry, Dennis.
And he didn't have time to say anything funny either. I know.
Oh, Beamish, it's absolutely hopeless. I've hesitated, repeated, and been utterly devious the whole evening, and I haven't fallen in love with anyone. And it's nearly midnight.
What's a new fluttering of the heart? Strange wibbly-wobbly sensations in the stomach? Legs like blancmange feeling?
Oh, yes, I've had all those, but I put that down to the patty. I think it has some dodgy ingredients.
And that's why I know we'll meet again in some runny patty. Yes.
The Princess Aurora. I don't get that one.
Beamish, this is it. I think I'm in love. Princess Aurora, may I have the pleasure of this dance?
Prince Charming, may I have the honor?
Oh, Princess Aurora, you've made me so happy. It's such a relief to be away from those ghastly guests and all alone with you.
It's true, Princess. He's been miserable all evening.
Beamish, have you no feelings? This once, I want to be really alone.
I understand, sir. This way, Princess.
No, Beamish. Just me and the Princess. Tell me all about yourself, Aurora.
Well, I...
Yes. Yes. Of midnight.
Yes. Yes.
I can't. I must go.
But you've only just arrived, Aurora. Wait, wait, Aurora. I love you. I love you. Wait. She's gone. She's definitely gone. Oh, this is the end of the world.
She won't get far, sir. Not if I set these dogs on her.
Beamish! How could you?
Well, sir.
Stop them! Chain them up at once!
It's not much to go on, but she left this cloth slipper behind her as she ran off. And if I give them a whip of it, they'll sniff
cloth slipper! Cloth slipper! Let me see.
Don't touch it, sir.
I touched it.
Oh, it's typical, isn't it? I was going to dust that for fingerprints.
But it's too small. Just look at it, Beamish. Isn't it delicately small? Beamish, we must mount a search. The person whose foot is small enough to fit this slipper must be Princess Aurora. Beamish, we have no time to lose.
Dwapia buttons?
Yes, Dwapia. It's a new word I learnt last night from the Icelandic ambassador. It means hello in Icelandic. Dwapia, boys and girls.
Dwapia buttons.
Oh, tell very much. I didn't realise they were undone. Oh, Cinders. I wish you'd been at the ball last night. It was such fun. Mm. I had plenty to eat and as much orange squash as I could drink.
Mm.
And I announced the guests, which was great fun because they all had such wacky, zany and off-the-wall names. But, well, you had to be there, really. And I poured out the drinks and I helped your sisters out of the fountain and put them into the cab. And I fell in love again.
Oh, who is?
Princess Aurora. She was really lovely.
You should have asked her to dance.
How did you know I didn't?
I know what you're like.
I was going to, though. But I got talking to this bloke from Reykjavik about trends in fish consumption, and when I looked round, she was dancing with Prince Charming. And then she ran out. He was ever so upset.
Was he? Flora, Kroner, what are you doing in the larder?
Don't talk so loud.
Oh, dear, we got home rather late.
Rather late.
We got home and decided to have some midnight munchies. Suddenly, the floor attacked me, didn't it? The floor attacked me.
It floor
came up and hit me right in the face.
That's
right
my
face.
Name, Floor attacked me.
Yes.
Well, what?
I haven't got that in mind.
What time is it?
About 1:55.
Why did I, pray, lick the inside of the petal bin clean last night?
Oh, Flora, I don't think you did, dear.
Funny, my tongue is telling me otherwise.
Oh. Mm. Well, 1:55.
Really?
Quick, the radio. Prince Charming is announcing his bride-to-be.
We can dig the cabinet leaks. Price £2.95 at all good bookshops. And joining me now in the studio is His Royal Highness Prince Charming, who, following last night's ball, has got an announcement
to the effect
that the mysterious... the mysterious Princess Aurora must be found.
Yes, let me finish.
I believe there's a small glass slipper.
Yes.
And whosoever's foot shall fit this slipper will be your future bride. So what's your announcement, please?
Well, actually...
All in good time, Your Highness. You'll get your chance to speak. I don't want you to hog the program. Hello? Who? Oh, yes, just a minute. It's for you.
Hello?
Oh, Beamish reporting. I'm just phoning about the denouement. It's at the Margarine's house. They've just wanted to say they are the owners of the slipper.
Oh, righto. Well, we better get right around there right away.
Me as well, sir.
Of course, Beamish.
Oh, thanks, sir. I thought I'd been written out there for a minute.
That's the world at 1:40 this Monday lunchtime.
Well, Beamish, here we are at the Margarine House.
That was a bit quick.
Well, Beamish, here we are at the Margarine. How? Oh, this is utterly ridiculous. I've never felt so ridiculous in all my life. Now, whose slipper is this?
Here, let me try the slipper. Ooh, it doesn't seem to fit you, dear, does it now?
Ooh.
Well, no. Well, it's not a shoe at all, is it? It's an earring. Look there. Ooh.
Come along, dear. Let me try it on.
Won't be the first time. Oh, well done, dear. Well done. You got your big toe in it.
Ooh, shoe on, please. Vaseline.
Oh.
Hammer.
Do be careful, Beamish.
Come along, madam. It's obvious that the alleged shoe doesn't fit. End it over.
Oh, Beamish, what a shame. It looks like the story doesn't have a happy ending after all.
Cue depressing violin music, sir.
Righto.
Cue sobbing from Paris studio audience, sir.
Oh. Very well, then. Very well.
Cue sad, dejected, miserable, utterly heartbroken shell of an announcer, sir.
All right, off you go.
That was Once Upon a Time, with Nicholas Parsons as Prince Charming.
Wait a minute!
What?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
No, I've got it! What about Cinderella?
Cinderella? Who's she?
Oh, she's a scullery maid.
Put up your silly bags!
Oh, he's so good.
Come on. Come on, Cinders, come on up to the microphone so they can hear you and try the trick. Come along, Cinders.
Oh.
Now we can go home.
Oh, Cinders.
I mean, Aurora, you've made me feel on top of the world. Will you live happily ever after with me?
Me?
Yes.
But I... Oh, yes.
And take your sheep with you.
Champagne, Beamish. I'm going to drink a toast to my future bride from this glass slipper. Well, Beamish, what do you say? What do you say?
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time, with Helen Atkinson Wood as Cinderella, Tim Brooke Taylor as Flora, Graham Garden as Crona, Nicholas Parsons as the Prince, and Nick Maloney as Beamish. Libby Purvis was the Fairy Godmother, Nick Wilton Buttons, and Rory Bremner reading the parts the others couldn't read. Reach. The music was by Colin Sell and his Little Helpers, and Cinderella was written by Paul Scherer and Nick Simmons. It was produced by Alan Twinkletoes Nixon.